Parallel Lines. All morning she lay in bed, reading Edna O'Brien's A Fanatic Heart, drinking tea long cooled, thinking about her own fanatic heart, how far she'd carried it from her mother's womb. The room had the lazy smell of summer, her own heat, her lover's seed. Outside, the sporadic thud of apples dropping to the lawn, her neighbor helping out because her back was bad, had mowed toward dusk the day before, starting at the far edge just as she'd led her lover up to bed, the neighbor guiding a steady stream of smaller and smaller rectangles around the house, the motor louder than their cries until it seemed it was their cries, their bodies one machine, and then the silence, the sweet mix of cut grass, sweat, her perfumed hair. Sleep, talk, and then he'd left for the life he'd been trying to leave, the one that left him feeling faithless to himself. Or so he'd said again, his fingers tracing slow lines and circles on the sheet, her breasts, as if he were puzzling out a problem of geometry, but aimlessly, like someone who'd forgotten something crucial, numbers or the alphabet. She thought of it like that. A problem of geometry. And so she thinks again, setting the book back on the shelf, stretching like her mother at the end of ironing, mending, some task a woman never could feel easy leaving, her mother said, knowing it would begin again. A burst of apples, loosened by the quarrel of two squirrels, the whir of a more distant mower through the screen, and now she can no longer elude the sadness she's resisted all these hours. His fingers had stopped abruptly, like a pencil breaking off, and then he'd stood to pull his clothes back on, his skin like marble in the dark, marble, stone, something cold and unanswerable. She'd held still, felt her own fingers begin where his left off, tracing a pattern on the sheet, smaller and smaller, fanatic for order, resolution, some equivalent to faith.